Scorps. It works. It's a 7:09 Dean and Raj today with the rain early. Clearing up, though, the rest of the day we'll have high of 83.
All right, let's do the birthday scam.
Calling Jared. They're having a little bit of trouble in his neighborhood with trash pickup. The neighborhood recently switched companies, and the new company, sometimes they don't even show up on trash day. The garbage ends up staying out for an extra day or two. And that, of course, is against the rules.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Jared?
Yes, who's speaking?
Jared, Joe Hicketts with the Homeowners Association. How you doing today?
Good. I'm doing all right. How are you?
Great. I'm just calling because we've had a report that you're leaving your trash can out on the street for days at a time.
We've been having some trouble with the garbage coming and picking up. I think there's been a change, isn't that right?
Yeah, we found a better rate for everybody, so we could save you a little money on homeowners' dues.
Right. No, I know that, but I just they haven't been picking it up. So what am I supposed to do with the trash if they're not picking it up?
Well, can't you just take it back up and take it back the next day?
So they are not going to be coming at the time that y'all are telling me that they're going to come, or
look, they're a little shorthanded right now. You know, labor's hard to find.
Right.
We all got to work together.
Okay. So you're asking me to bring back my trash inside to my garage. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. If they don't come, wheel it back. Then wheel it back the next day. How long does that take?
I don't think it matters how long it takes. I think what matters is that they're not picking it up, and I'm paying.
We are working with them, but we need everyone to cooperate. We're a neighborhood here. Do you own a truck?
I do own a truck. Yeah.
Well, there you go. What you could do is put it in the back of your truck and haul it to the dump.
You're kidding, right? You are kidding, right?
No, I mean, it's
you're
I'm just
telling me to take my own trash to the dump right now. Is
well,
that what
until
you're telling
things
me to do?
Get normalized, you know.
Okay, so actually, where do you live? Maybe I can bring it over to your place.
Well, put this on me. You know, and I don't appreciate the confrontation.
I'm just saying, like, you guys aren't going to fix this problem.
I can come and pick up your garbage if you're too lazy. And I'll toss it in your...
Come on by and pick it up.
I'll toss it in your pool.
Okay. Wait, what's your name again?
And then you right after it.
I see how it's going to be. All right. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to your guys' office right now.
Come on over. I'm right here.
I'll just see you over there. No, I'm just going to see you over
there. I'll stuff
your
ass in a garbage can.
Listen here, you little
Let's do it!
I'm going to go over there right now. And
no,
we're going to settle this.
Hey, Jared, do not go to your homeowner's office. This is Dean and Raj, and it's a birthday scam from your wife, Tracy.
Oh, God.
Happy birthday.
Oh, well, this is a great birthday gift. Thanks. And thanks, Tracy, sweetheart.
Yeah. She said y'all have been having trouble with your garbage pickup. We're sorry about that. But you tell her we called, and we do hope you have a happy birthday.
All right. I appreciate you guys. Thanks very much.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.